few announcements before the homily. First, a reminder that after Mass, we have our weekly Divine Mercy Chaplet for our beloved dead. So I hope you can join us at the Columbarium for those prayers. The deacon will be leading the chaplet today. Normally, after the chaplet, we'd have confessions. I'm not able to hear confessions today, so we won't have confessions after Mass. We'll have them tomorrow on our regular schedule. Unique for me to offer a prayer intention, but I do ask for your prayers. My mom was rushed to the emergency room last night, and as we are celebrating this Mass, is being prepared for emergency surgery for a pacemaker. So, of course, no one can get in to see her. It's a very distressing time for my family, so I ask you to pray for my mom's health and for the peace of my extended family, especially my sister. My mom and sister are best friends, so my sister's all over the place. So please pray for those intentions. I have to be here because I'll be getting updates while you're praying the chaplet and so on. So thank you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So in our gospel today, the Lord makes it clear that there is a proper way to worship God and a vain way to worship God. And it's great that we have the first reading, because the first reading gives us that beautiful account of the Sabbath. The Sabbath becomes the model of all other worship, everything else, because it was the days not simply of rest, but a day of covenant, a day of worship, where God entered into a relationship with his children, with each of us. And that covenant has been developed and deepened and expanded and found its fullness in the Lord Jesus, the new and everlasting covenant. And in Jesus Christ, we have a proper way of worshiping God. And there is a vain way. Today we are warned about human traditions. Be careful of them. Now, don't confuse these human traditions with the traditions of the church. These traditions are praised by St. Paul, passed on, the oral tradition that's given to us. It's noble. Don't confuse that. Here, as the Lord gives the examples where people are trying to skirt their obligations or avoid responsibility or not fulfill what is commanded. Well, I'll consecrate my wealth to the temple because then I don't have to support my parents and so on. So these human traditions are being used in order to compromise what God is asking. Care for your mother, care for your father. And other examples could be given. That's vain worship. Today, unfortunately, in our world, we don't have to worry as much about such human traditions. They're there. We should keep our eyes on them. But the new human tradition for us in our age is sentiment. Do you know how many people want to turn religion into a sentiment? Religion is how I feel. If religion doesn't make me feel better or feel good, then it must not be right. Everything is about our emotion. This is why even with worship, they want to turn the Mass into a happy clappy celebration, right? I don't get anything out of Mass. Good, right? Because we go to Mass to give, to participate in the sacrifice, the representation of the sacrifice of our Lord. Do you think that they were at Calvary having emotional experiences and experiencing euphoria? It was not the reality then, nor the reality that should be now. We come to Mass in order to die to ourselves, in order to unite ourselves with Christ. I'm very moved some years ago hearing the account of Padre Pio when someone questioned his stigmata, his wounds. Did he really have the wounds of Christ? And they watched him celebrate Mass. Padre Pio would take him hours to celebrate Mass. Huh? I go past an hour and 5 minutes on the weekends, people start complaining. Huh? Padre Pio would go hours. The person, the skeptic watching, said, "How is it you could stand for so long, for such a long-standing Mass? How can you do that if you really had the stigmata?" To which Padre Pio said, "Oh, no, no, no. You don't understand. At Mass, I don't stand. At Mass, I hang. I hang with the Lord Jesus." When we come to Mass, are we hanging with Jesus? Are we coming just to get our fix? So many people who just want to turn religion into something that entertains them, a hobby, an heirloom, perhaps even cherished, but an heirloom. Right? More concerned about the ceremonies of the church, these human traditions, I told you they're still there, but the way they make them feel, right? Or the vainglory that they receive from others. The person who supports the slaughter of unborn children, but yet will begin to speak and be very proud of that rosary he carries, right? Or the ashes that he might have on his head on Ash Wednesday, right? But care nothing for the conviction or the demands of true religion to allow the proper worship of God. Be careful, dear friends, in your hearts, as we must be careful in our parish, of vain worship. It's all about us. It's all about getting people here. I love that when people say that. Father, if you do this, more people will come. Yeah, we can't do that. But they won't come. Good. Because if they're coming just for the happy clappy, right? If they're coming just for the sentiment, they shouldn't come. Nor should we. We come to worship because we understand the living God has commanded us to do so. We are hardwired for worship. We know what God has done, and we seek to reciprocate that love, to lay down our lives, to hang with him in order to continue his mission. That's why we worship. Suddenly we begin to see the difference between proper worship, what the children of God are supposed to do, and vain worship. Be careful of vain worship. It's all in our culture. When I was younger and my nieces and nephews were younger, there used to be this store, perhaps it still exists, I don't know, called Build Your Own Bear. Right? Remember this store? You can go in, the children, and they could build their own bear. My bear wants glasses. My bear's going to be chubby. My bear's going to be thin, right? My bear will be blue. My bear will be brown, whatever. Right? They could build their own bear. Right? They go in, they have all this stuff in the store. You know, that's how most people approach God. Build your own deity. They come in, they create their own deity, and then they worship it. And they never make the connection that it's all about their sentiment, that in the end, they're only worshiping themselves. And then they think that religion has failed. I have no sense of meaning or purpose. It doesn't do anything beyond myself. Well, because you never have gotten out of yourself. You just created your own little God. You created a projection of yourself in order to make yourself feel better. And it's left you empty, as all vain worship does. So, dear friends, as we celebrate this sacrifice, understand what true worship is, what the Lord is calling us to. Because true worship is not easy, but it lifts us up. It gives us hope. It allows us to persevere, to fight the good fight. It makes following the most excellent way of love worth it, and it makes it possible. So today, place your intentions upon the altar. Lay down your life with your Lord, who so generously laid down his life for you, and offer him true and accurate, worthy worship.